Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Shemitah's Kesafim. The Torah says the mitzvah that Shemot Kol Baal Mashiach Yodoy, there's a mitzvah say of Hashmata. There's a loisa say of El Yigos, we mentioned already. There's a third loisa say. He shomer l'cha pen yedav im levavcha b'liyah le'mar karva shnas hashneva shnas hashmitah. So the person should not say, well, since Shemitah is about to come, I'm not going to lend money. So we have the person says, I'm afraid that if I lend the money, so I'm not going to get paid back, so I don't want to lend the money. So the Torah says that that's a lav on the Torah to do that. Hillel, the Gemara says, when he saw that the people practically were refraining from lending money because Shemitah was coming, so he said he needs to address the problem. So Hillel came along, and Morris says that Hillel made a takana to address this problem because people were refraining from lending and being over the sister in the Torah. It doesn't say that he made the takana because he wanted to make sure money was available to for people to borrow money, which would have been a valid reason as well. We find Chazal made takanas for that purpose. He was actually concerned that the by not finding a takana, people are being over Isurim Deraisa of refusing to lend money. So the Gemara says that he came up with the following solution. Now, the Machlokes is how to understand that we're going to follow the following approach. The Torah says that it's an Isur L'Yigos, and we already mentioned that there's no Negisa relevant, so the Din of Shemitah doesn't apply. What about a situation where not that it's not the time for the loan yet, but I actually have the money of the loan in my hands. So the loan gave the Malva a Mashkin. So the Malva has the money already at the time of the loan. He has the value at the time of the loan. He does not need to collect from the loan. So there's no din of Hashmata on the Milva which comes with the Mashkin. So the Gemara also says the following. If a person takes the shtoris that he has, gives the shtoris over to Bezdin, by the authority of Bezdin, they have a right to appropriate money from people through Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, etc. Once it's in the hands of the Bezdin, it is considered as if it's been collected already. So there's no need for Bezdin to collect it. Bezdin has it already. So most shtoris of the Bezdin, person gives over his shtoris to Bezdin, is considered as if the chov is collected, and the din of Hashmata doesn't apply. So that's when a person actually physically takes the shtoris that he has and transfers them over to Bezdin. Came along Hillel, and Hillel said that I'm going to create a situation where a person does not physically transfer his shtoris to Bezdin, but rather he says that he's transferring his shtoris to Bezdin. And then Bezdin, as it were, will empower him to act as the shliach of the Bezdin to collect, and then Bezdin will allow him to keep the money. So, number one, he does not actually have to give the shtoris to Bezdin. Just saying he gave the shtoris to Bezdin will be considered giving the shtoris to Bezdin. Number two, Bezdin will then empower him to act on their behalf to collect the money. And number three, Bezdin will allow him to keep the money. So this was the Hillel's takana, according to Rashi, that we have a concept called Moshe Shtoris of the Bezdin, and Hillel built on that. And then the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, how can Hillel do that? How can he take something which made a raisa, the money is not owed, and make him owe the money? Because the Gemara gives two answers. The one answer the Gemara says is that Shemitah nowadays is the Rabbanan. So the Hashmata of Ksafim nowadays is only the Rabbanan. So the same Rabbanan would say that the Chavis are batal can say that Chavis are not batal if you do a certain procedure. Number one, the Gemara gives a different answer and says there's a concept known as Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. This is part of the authority and the power of Bezdin. Bezdin can't be matter of eras, but Bezdin has the power over in financial areas to say that this money should go from A to B or from B to A. They have the power of Hefker, Bezdin. When Bezdin takes away ownership from somebody of an item, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So really the lawyer should be keeping this money and not paying to the Malva. So it's the Loiva's money, as it were. And the Bezdin is saying that the Malva has the right to take the money, and the money belongs to the Malva. They're being mafker, the money of the Loiva, to the Malva. So this was the premise under which Hillel made his takana, to protect Klal Yisrael from doing the avera of not lending money. So again, he made this takana, and he used a vehicle which existed on the Torah level of giving shtaros. He extended it using the power of either Hefker Bezer Hefker or the fact that Shemitah Bisman is the Rabbanon. There is an opinion which says that in Chutz La'aretz there was never a takana of Shemitah Kesafim. Since the whole Shemitah Bisman is as the Rabbanon, they didn't make the takana in Chutz La'aretz. There is such an opinion, but we don't pass on like that. But in a scenario of a tzarech, some person will rely on that. One example, a person who became a Baal Tshuva and was involved in lending a lot of money and collecting monies, etc., over the years. So theoretically, he should have to go back, figure out all of the loans which he had, which were nullified by Shemitah during his business career. He have to return the money to those individuals who borrowed from him. So if a loan took place in the third year of the Shemitah year, it was paid back in the fourth year of the Shemitah year, that's fine. But a loan took place at the end of the Shemitah year and was paid back after the Shemitah year, that would be problematic. You would have to make all those calculations and then return all those monies from someone. Zalman Arbor says he doesn't have to, because we're going to rely on the opinion that Shemitah's Kesafim does not apply Bizman Hazeh, or Shemitah's Kesafim does not apply Bizman Hazeh Chutz La'aretz, depending on the scenario. And so the Malva has a right to say that that's a valid opinion, so you can't be motzi the money from the Malva because the motzi is available for Raya. So we use this concept halacha l'maisa in the case of a tzarech, because asking the individual to calculate that and give out the sums might be very burdensome to rely on that. And we will continue with explaining the procedure of